Good morning. May I have your name before we get started, please?
Ross Fredner.
I think that's me. Let's look here.
You have one?
That is me.
Okay, we will get started very shortly, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will chair your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Okay.
For those of you who are present, we don't control who comes up first, therefore as soon as they bring them up, as we do in that order, so I was hoping yours was going to be the first one, but it's not today, so.
Thank you.
So just wait with patience. We depend upon the CO3 down in the Yuma.
All right, thank you. Mr. Brenner, can you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Ross Walker Brenner, 316207.
Thank you. Good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on October 30th. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And on that form, there are some hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. I don't see a lawyer with you. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on the video screen we have four members conducting this hearing, and way down at the opposite end of the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. Right in the center of the bench is our board chairman, and he is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chairman for the hearing today. Also in the room with us is Mr. Osborne. And you can see Mr. Osborne now. He represents the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in this hearing. Okay, Mr. Mr. Bremner. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. And so, Mr. Bremner and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Bremner, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And then in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read some information from your warrant, these allegations. And as I read each one to you, I need you to tell me if they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we'll take some testimony from Mr. Osborne at the Department of Corrections, and then we can discuss that a bit. But the board makes the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So do you understand the process?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start phase one of your hearing now. And the first allegation is that you had violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about August 24th, 2017 for the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 1st, 2017. Mr. Bremner, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Allegation number 2 is that you had violated condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about August 24, 2017 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 1st, 2017. Mr. Bremner, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, thank you. And then the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix after being released from community bridges as verbally directed on September 12, 2017 by your assigned parole officer, Sean Hayes. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Bremner, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Bremner's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Mr. Neal, did you? Mr. Neal, you agreed?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. I didn't hear you, sorry.
Okay.
All right, hold on one second, Mr. Bremner. I need to mark some things on this paperwork. Okay, now we can move into phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background just on your case. So just hold on the line there, and we'll be right back with you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Bremner was released from DOC custody on May 2nd of 2017. He was arrested on September 27th, 2017 by the Tempe Police Department on absconding warrant status and three old warrants. He was returned back to our custody on October 6th of 2017 with 15 abscond days with a community supervision end date of December 14th of 2017. Current conviction 2017 drug paraphernalia violation 1 year, and 2017 drug paraphernalia violation 1 year. He has one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SUD or AE information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history, and since his return on November 9th of 2017, he received a write-up for a guilty minor violation for disobeying a verbal or written order. And he has a community risk score of G1B2.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So back to you, Mr. Bremner. It looks like when you were released, you had an approved residence at 5200 South Lakeshore Drive in Tempe?
Yes.
And who lives there?
My mother.
Okay, so that's your mother's residence. Okay, and did you stay there the whole time?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Were you working at all?
No, I had not worked.
Okay. Looks like you were referred for substance abuse treatment and also for some your analysis, and it looks like you were doing okay in May and June. You had a negative each time, but then starting in July, and then there's a couple in August, July 24th, August 10th, and August 24th, you have a positive for, they came back positive for both opiates and meth. So what happened? What made you start using again?
I don't know. I was doing good at first, but just slowly started to fade away.
Okay. Did you go to the treatment at all that you were referred to? Over to Sage?
Yeah, I completed Sage, and that's when I was doing good. And then once I was done with that program is kind of when I started to fall back into my old ways.
Okay. There's a note here that says you state that you're not sure why you use drugs. Have you given that any more thought since you've been incarcerated?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's kind of a tough question to answer.
Okay. Have you given thought to what your plans might be? It's pretty evident that when you use drugs, you end up with this result. Do you have a plan?
I'm going to go into a residential recovery home that's out of state that I've been talking to about with my mom.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good thing, because it both the meth and the heroin addiction is a tough one. You've got a big challenge ahead of you. And the thing is, you have to make up your mind that you're going to stop doing that. It can't be anybody else that tells you to do it. You've got to decide. So you've got such a limited involvement with the criminal justice system. You really need to give this some deep thought about how you want to spend the rest of your life. But I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? All right, Mr. Brenner, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement without repeating anything you've already told us. Anything else you'd like the board to know?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. Mr. Brenner, the board is going to enter discussion and make a determination. And we do all of our work under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so all of our discussion takes place in public. So all we ask is, while we're in discussion, it may sound like we're talking to you, but we're just talking among ourselves. So, but stay on the line there, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Mr. Brenner. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Brenner is an individual that has a big task in front of him, and he's got to figure out how he's going to get off of heroin and meth. He does have a release date of December 14th, which is very soon. It's like 3 weeks away. So I'm going to suggest that probably the best course of action is just to let him remain where he is, and then he can pursue his residential treatment out of state, because at that point he won't have any obligation to Arizona. Mr. Quinones.
Yes, I agree that with 17 days left, this time would be probably best spent with him putting together a plan. But I do like hearing, and I hope he really is committed, that he wants to attend an out-of-state residential treatment program, and I hope it's something he's ready for.
Good, thank you. Any other comments from the board? Okay, thank you. Then, based on the major points in this warrant, our discussion with Mr. Brenner, I move to revoke his community supervision, as Mr. Brenner was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and specifically by using meth, amphetamine, and opiates while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Brenner, you heard the discussion. You've only got 17 more days left. We're very sincere in hoping that you'll be sincere about wanting to get some treatment. Although sometimes the problem can just be where you hang out and who you hang out with. So it could be that the change of state, going somewhere else, will give you what you need. But, you know, as Mr. Quinones and I both said, the spark has to come from inside of you. So we wish you the very, very best. We hope we never see you again. Not that we don't like you, but we just hope you are successful in kicking your addictions. Thank you very much for appearing today, and this concludes your hearing. If you could just give the phone back to your CO3, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.